There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Good morning. It's Follow the Money live from the Circus Studio in downtown Las Vegas. Here's your Halloween surprise. It's Mike Palm, or should I say Karnak the Magnificent. Mitch Moss out of town accepting an award with Lorraine in Washington, D.C. Paul Howard putting the final touches on his Halloween costume. Big show ahead for you today. In 1 hour, we'll talk to Michael Lombardi, get all of his reaction to the previous week in the NFL, as well as look ahead to tonight's Monday night matchup in Ohio between the Cincinnati Bengals and the Cleveland Browns. Then at 9:30 Eastern, 6:30 Pacific, we'll talk to Larry Boa. Mount St. Boa, yes, former Philly great, Cub great, managed both the Phillies and the Padres. We'll get a preview of Game 3 of the World Series. That's tonight from Philadelphia. But first, let's talk about the week that was in the NFL in terms of the survivor here at Circa. Now, the carnage has been unprecedented this year, with 98% of the entries eliminated after just 6 weeks. And, nope, that wasn't the case this week, as all the double digits favors covered, and we only lost two of the 125 entries remaining. Still 123, 61 advanced with the Cowboys, 38 with the Eagles, 12 lucky souls advanced with the Atlanta Falcons. I was looking through those who had the Falcons. 9 out of the 12 Falcons picks were the last pick remaining for that person. So they got by there. What an ending that was. We'll talk more with Paulie and maybe Michael Lombardi about the finish to that game as Eddie Pinheiro gets those folks through to next week. Dolphins. Now, Bob DeLuca, who was the lone entrant who still had 6 entries remaining and appeared on a numbers game with Gil Alexander last week to discuss his strategy, had been going all in every week on one team. He had a couple of close calls up to yesterday. He had the Bears against the Texans. Remember, They get the interception late and beat the Texans by a field goal. He had the Chargers over the Broncos in that Monday night game that went to overtime. Looked like the Broncos could win, then it could be a tie at last. The Chargers won and he advanced. He changed his strategy for the first time and split his entries up. He took three on the Cowboys, and they were easy winners, 49-29 over the Bears. And then a little bit of a gutsy play. He took the Miami Dolphins on the road in Detroit. Detroit puts up 27 in the first half of that game. They go touchdown, 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 field goal, field goal. And after halftime, they go punt, punt, downs. Only three possessions in the second half of that game. And the Dolphins rally to win 31-27. So he survives all six of his entries. Seahawks, they get the win over the Giants. Three people survive there. The Titans, no Ryan Tannehill, but no problem. Malik Willis and the Titans defense win in Houston over the Texans 17-10. Two chose to use the Bills, the biggest favor of the weekend, against the Packers last night. They win but don't cover, 27-17. They move on. Interestingly enough, of the 125 entries going into the week, 104 of them still had the Bills. A key component for that Thanksgiving Day matchup in Detroit, two people used the Bills. So now at most 102 of the remaining 123 still have the Bills. The Patriots, one entry got through, and then we have the two who were eliminated. Aptly named, as Gil Alexander said, not playing to survive, but to win the contest, going out with the Colts, thanks to Frank Reich and the Jaguars in that snooze fest in London very early in the morning. So as they say, we are down to 123 out of the 125 entrants as we head on. Interested to get Paulie Howard's thoughts. I know he has a few side bets with people. Whether this contest is going to last until Christmas, whether this contest is going to last until Thanksgiving. Are you a little bit worried about the Thanksgiving bet right now, Paul?
Oh, God, how you doing? Thank God you're a professional. Nothing like a huge accident at 3 in the morning. Yeah, because only two went out, so that was a big surprise. The 12 people that had Atlanta. live television. The 12 people that had Atlanta, and the incredible thing was talking to our guy, E., 9 of the 12 people only had Atlanta on one entry.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You look great. That is risky business for the people that used Atlanta. And then just a miracle with Pinheiro, not once but twice, and then that fiasco. But how about the one gentleman that went out, the only two entries to go out, Indy and Jacksonville, and he had them on both. That was the same guy that used them.
Same guy.
Crazy.
He took a risk.
Yeah, I know he did, but
just like DeLuca did. I mean, he put the three on the Dolphins.
Yeah,
I thought it was a pretty sharp move.
Yeah,
now at 27 points at halftime,
But
of course, the Lions only get three possessions in the second half. Pump, punt, downs, and you get back there.
Believe that? Well, it's also Campbell too. 27 points at halftime, and you get shut out in the second half. A 31-27 game in a scoreless quarter.
Scoreless fourth
quarter. Right.
Yeah. Terrific. Right. Terrific. Biggest surprise of yesterday, I thought the Raiders' performance.
I agree.
Here's a team in the Saints, Paul, that just gave up 42 to the Cardinals, 30 to the Bengals, 32 to the Seahawks, 28 to the Vikings, and the Raiders don't cross midfield till the two-minute warning in the fourth quarter, not halftime.
Yeah. How can that be? Against that defense that couldn't stop Arizona and has been so bad all the year long. You give up, you only have 70 yards of offense at the two-minute warning, and then, you're right, going into, 70 yards in the first half, and then, as you said, you don't hit Saints territory. I'll tell you what was more offensive and egregious was McDaniels calling timeout, so he's trying to avoid the shutout, which he put, just go home, it's over, 24-0. They did you a favor because they didn't kick the field goal late to go up 27-0. So you had another closed-door meeting with Davis and McDaniels, and this is a playoff team he took over. This was a great job. And Waller hurt again, doesn't play. 2-5. You led by 17 in Kansas City. And now you get beat again and you get shut out against the Saints. It's win or lose town. Loser leaves town, rather, against Jacksonville coming up.
Yeah, and meanwhile, the Saints still in this race in the South that nobody wants to take.
That's right.
If Pinero doesn't miss two field goals, they're all 4-4.
Yeah, right. It's one of those weeks. I mean, Mike, we have enough information now. We're 2 months in. Brady and Rodgers, two games under .500. Seattle and Atlanta, first place. The defending champs, a game under 500. Giants and Jets could be in the playoffs. I mean, it's just one of these crazy years when we have 8 games now in the books. 8 weeks rather, and we know it's a nuts season.
Frank Reich, known for going for it, being aggressive, has 4th and 6 inches with 2.5 minutes to go and punts the ball away.
Yeah, I know.
Commanders go 90 yards down the field, win the game.
Yeah. You're up 9 late. I don't know, people ripping him for not going for 2 there as well, but you're up 9 late. They can't. Heinicke, all he does is win games.
That's all he does.
How about that?
He played well in the wild card game against Brady, a couple years ago.
Good point. So they're up 9. They can't close the deal. They lose. And how about Tennessee? That's another one. Vrabel, they've won 5 in a row now. Willis throws for 55 yards, and they win the game. Just give it to Henry over 200 yards. And, oh, my God, we were all over them last week. But Mills, I mean, they have 70 yards entering the final drive, and they were 1 of 11 on third down entering the final drive.
Step the final score. They score with 30 seconds
to go.
They had 10 first downs the entire game against a team that couldn't throw the ball.
Right.
10 first downs. He was awful. Between him and Carr, worst performance of the weekend, I think.
Yeah.
All the sacks he took, inaccurate, no offense at all. You know, I made a mistake on this game, Paulie.
Okay.
I thought that Ezekiel Elliott being out would really hurt the Cowboys, especially in the red zone. I didn't think Pollard could carry the ball 20 to 25 times. The Bears win the middle 17-0, and they lose by 20 in Dallas.
Yes.
Is Dallas the second best team in the NFC?
What do we do with the Vikings? That's 5 in a row, but all one score games.
Oh,
I know. They couldn't win a close game last year, and now they're winning. But I love the Fields play. It's just hilarious. You might want to tackle Parsons or at least touch him. He jumped over him.
Well, he's playing college rules. His knee was down.
Oh, my God. Yeah, apparently. I mean, that I couldn't believe that. So that who had that as the highest scoring game of the week? Another 50-1 shot came in, which we'll get to in half an hour as well with win lose. But I might have to go Minnesota by default. I mean, because now it's 5 in a row. You were in that Monday night game against the Eagles. Irv Smith had the big drop. Slay was great. Cousins did not play well though in the Monday night game. But that's 5 in a row though, Mike. I mean, give him some credit.
Here's all you need to know about the Vikings. It's the first half. They're rolling along. They kicked the field goal. They scored a touchdown. They have 3rd and 1 at the Arizona 40. Cousins could have scrambled for 20 yards. He misses a wide-open receiver. Then they go 4th and 1 and throw a long out, and he didn't complete and turn the ball over. I mean, that's what you need to know about Minnesota. You love to get them in 3rd and 2 because they can't convert it.
Yeah.
Won't run the ball.
I know.
Cook's going up and down the field. He won't run the ball there.
I know. And then, boy, what a difference Hopkins makes, though, too, to that offense.
What that catch.
They have
How about the catch?
Back, yes.
Catch in the last 2 minutes of the first half, one-hander. But Murray's still Murray. Beep, beep. You know, I mean.
the interception. Throwing it up for
Where
grabs.
Was he throwing the one 20
on.
Yards short?
Oh,
out of the
God.
End zone.
Oh, man. All right. We made it. Jesus, Mike.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. We got Karnak coming up. The envelopes are ready.
Oh, yes.
Mitch in D.C. I tell you, no debate. Worst drivers in the world right here. I mean, what I tweeted it Friday. You had 5 lanes shut down. I was going to the doctor Friday, and then 3 in the morning, you think you're safe coming into work, and 5 lanes shut down. Fall sports in full swing. Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, your home for all the latest lines, odds, and boost. Whether it's football, hockey, basketball, or baseball, Bet Rivers has you covered. Join us every week for new promotions. The Tuesday Hockey First Goal Insurance, Friday Night College Football Bet, and Sunday Football Parlay Insurance and more. Head to BetRivers.com or download the app today. It's a whole new game. Larry Boa, does he see the similarities between this Phillies team and the team that won it in 1980, Lombardi, in 45 minutes? We'll get to win-lose. Some huge games coming up in college football, the openers as well, and we'll get to some of those big games coming up in the NFL and recap what took place in a little college as well. Mike Pallman from Mitch Moss, VSiP, Follow the Money, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Polly Howard on VSiN.
It's football season, and the GM Shuffle podcast is a must-listen for every football fan. Hear former NFL executive Michael Lombardi give his unfiltered opinion on players, teams, and coaching decisions every Monday and Thursday all throughout the football season. Download and subscribe to the GM Shuffle podcast from VSiN and DraftKings today, wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome back in to Follow the Money. Mike Palm here filling in for Mitch Moss with Paul Howard, and it's that time of the week. The great one, Michael Lombardi, joins us. Michael, how are you this morning?
I'm good, Mr. Palm. How are you? Paulie, hello.
Hello, sir.
Hey, guys.
I want to talk to you, Michael, about the middle eight. You speak about the importance of winning the middle eight. Yesterday, the Bears won, if you call it the middle 10, 17-0 in Dallas and still lost the game by 20. My question to you, Michael, are the Cowboys the second-best team in the NFC?
You know, they did that without Zeke. Pollard played well, and they turned the ball over. I mean, the Bears were one-dimensional, and you knew that was going to kind of happen. But I agree. I think defensively they can match up to Philly. I mean, they played them well until, you know, with Cooper Rush at quarterback. So I would tend to agree with you. Look, San Francisco got back on track in the second half yesterday. Without Debo Samuel, their offense still looked really effective with McCaffrey blending in. So I would say it's close between San Francisco and Dallas for the second spot in the NFC.
What do we do with Minnesota? And what do you make of them? When they went to Philly on Monday night, it didn't go well, but they've won five in a row, all by one score.
I mean, look, that was a game. I was on Arizona in that game. Probably shouldn't have been, but, you know, Arizona has no one to blame but themselves.
Yeah.
They have 29 plays in the fourth quarter. They get 9 first downs, but they turn the ball over 3 times in the fourth quarter, twice on interceptions and once on downs. I mean, and Minnesota in the fourth quarter, which is where the game was tipped, where games are won, they had 13 plays, they got 2 first downs, and they punted the ball 3 times in the fourth quarter, and yet they found a way to win. I mean, they're fortunate. They really are. They're fortunate. My model on my power rankings had Minnesota winning by six. I went against it because I thought my numbers were wrong on Minnesota, and they end up being right.
You know, I don't understand why they get away from the run. Mike said it earlier. I mean, Cook is gashing them, but then they just become pass happy, and that's when they got in some problems too. But the rushing rushing attack was great, but they go away from it too much, in my opinion. What say you?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, they're searching. They only had three explosive plays in the game, plays over 20 yards. All of them were passes. And I think coaches get bored with, you know, no one gets more with a long run than Doug Peterson. I mean, he can't wait.
Oh.
You know, he can run it. He can run it for 40, and then he can't wait to get back to a five-yard pass. I mean, he just can't wait to get back to it. So I think a lot of it's boredom. I mean, I think a lot of it's boredom.
So what did you see in the London game? Again, Peterson not taking points time and time again. Short field goals came back to bite him week one. They're running all over Denver. Lawrence again with another horrible interception in the red zone. What'd you make of the Jacksonville loss?
I mean, just horrible clock management, red zone. I mean, we know this guy has turned the ball over. I mean, once you saw him turn it over in Houston in the red zone, and you know, on sprint right option, you come back to it again. You know, they had ample opportunities. They got 18 plays in the fourth quarter, right? And they can't come back and convert. And they have no middle-of-the-field passing game. I mean, it's either screens, it's either take a shot, or they're going to, you know, they really don't have any rhythm in their passing game. And I think a lot of it is that problem. And they turn the ball over too much. And defensively, I mean, they played really well. You know, the Denver had 11 drives in the game. They punted seven times and turned the ball over twice. But they made hay on three drives in the game. They had three drives in the game, and basically they won the fourth quarter. They had 17 plays in the fourth quarter. They got five first downs, and they scored to win the game. So credit Denver for having the ability to come back and win the game. But this Jacksonville team, if Mike Vrabel decided to coach Jacksonville instead of Tennessee, Jacksonville is the best team in the South. They're not going to win the South because they give too many games away.
Great point. I mean, there was an all-by-the-way touchdown by the Texans. Who wins a game? Who wins a game by double digits in the NFL and your quarterback throws for 50 yards?
Or how about when you call 45 run plays? You got 45 runs in the game. You called 45 runs, and you know they're going to run the ball, and you've got 12 first downs running the football. I mean, think about that. I mean, you know what they're going to do. It's the old Bosa. Excuse me, they got 13 first downs on running. It's like old Bo Schembecker. You know, they know they're going to snap it on one. Who cares? We'll still get yards. That's what they did.
Yeah.
This Houston offense is really bad. I mean, it gets the Pep Hamilton scheme, and Davis Mills hasn't really blossomed. They can't get anything going. No. They're 2-for-14 on third down in the game. I mean, I liked Houston yesterday because I thought Malik Willis would do what Malik Willis did, turn the ball over, try to run around a little bit. But at the end of the day, you know, Houston was worse than they were.
How about some of these young quarterbacks? We already we spoke about Lawrence, and tied with Stafford last year, interceptions, led the league, continues to throw interceptions. I don't know what Wilson's doing. I mean, some of those throws, that I think it was I'm getting lost now, the second interception on the sideline, and then they won the game, and Belichick passes Hallis, but Mac Jones struggled again, and they're just, I'm going to run it three times and send Folk out there to kick the field goal, and that's going to do it. I'm going to win the game.
Paulie, they got 6 points on drives where they didn't get a first down. That just tells you what they did. They returned a punt. You know, they won the game in the kicking game, and they got 6 points. I mean, it's the difference in the game, 22-17. Now, they scored that touchdown to do the onside kick. But this is a game where I thought the Patriots played worse than they did against the Bears and found a way to win the game. I mean, they averaged 3.8 yards per play. I mean, the Jets were at 6.7, but again, the Jets turned the ball over. You know, the Jets can't make critical plays. They give up points at the end of the half, so it's 10-6 at the end. Bill goes for it on fourth down, uncharacteristically.
Yes.
Doesn't take the points. And, then, of course, the Jets answer right back and give them the 10-6. They go 10-6. Mike, you talk about middle eight. Here it is. It's 10-3. The Jets can't control the middle eight. By the time they get the ball back, they're down 13-10.
Michael, we may never have known about Justin Herbert as early if the Chargers team doctor hadn't punctured Tyrod Taylor's lung. Are we looking at the same situation this year in Seattle? Drew Locke was the favorite to be the starter, but then he got COVID, and Geno Smith took the job. Is a lot of what happens in the NFL merely a factor of happenstance?
It's serendipitous. You know, it's serendipitous. I think there's no doubt about it, Mike. I mean, look, a lot of times players get labeled, you know, and, you know, some guys get on scholarship where they get all the rope to play, and some guys have no scholarship. And so, you know, Geno didn't play well early, but I thought his comments were interesting about Ben McAdoo and Jerry Reese. Both those two guys felt like he had the skill to play. You know, he's matured. He's come back to play really well. He didn't play his best game yesterday. They were 3-for-13 on third down. And really, they didn't have the ball very much. I mean, at the end of the day, because they were so bad on third down, they only had the ball less than 27 minutes. But I think the untold secret about this Seattle team in the last 3 weeks now has been their defense. I mean, they held the Giants. Not that the Giants are some great team, but they held the Giants to 225 yards. They controlled that game with their defense. I mean, this was a game that I thought would be a little bit more offensive than it ended up being, but it was a defensive struggle. And credit Pete Carroll. I mean, we can make fun of Pete Carroll's game management and his unbelievable decisions to challenge things that don't look challengeable, but yet he's got his team really playing well and playing to the point where the defense has gotten better. And look, I'm not sure they're the best team in the West, but they're better than Arizona because they're better coached than Arizona.
Yep.
And right now they're better than the Rams because the Rams, I don't care what they say, you know, Sean McVay is going to be more emotional. Has nothing to do with emotion. It has everything to do with talent. And the Rams just aren't talented enough this year.
All your years in the league and we watch all these games. I mean, what would you do if you were still running an organization? You see, there have been 20 fumbles lost on punt returns this season. There have been zero punt return touchdowns. It killed the Giants. It's happening in all these games. Well, I don't know. Could you put your finger on it? Why these guys can't field a punt anymore?
Well, I think you got to practice it more. You know, everybody thought when Rich Bisaccia went to Green Bay, they were going to get better than the special teams. Have they gotten better? You know, it's called practice. You got to practice the kicking game. And once a guy messes up once, he's not going back again. It's called accountability. Like, that's your own fault. You're either coaching it or allowing it to happen. You put that guy back there after he fumbles. I mean, you know, we lost home field advantage when I was in New England because Chris Harper, you know, we put him back there in kind of a snow win game with the great heist, Brock Osweiler, and they beat us because he fumbled the ball. And we ended up having to go to Denver for a conference championship game and lost that game. We play that in New England, we win it. But, you know, those are the margins for error, and you can't let a guy cost you that game. Once he shows you he fumbles or even struggles to, somebody's got to be back there reliable to catch the ball, and you got to make sure you jam the gun, you jam the receiver so they don't come down on the field. Look, the problem with the league is not enough time's being spent in the kicking game. You know, not enough time's being spent because most of the head coaches they just want clean exchanges. I mean, they just can't. Matt LaFleur can't wait to start calling plays.
Any opinion on the Monday night game?
I mean, look, this is do or die for Cleveland. I mean, this sets up perfect. I mean, the Bengals are going to be in 11 personnel the whole game without Chase in there, right? So you got Garrett, you got Clowney. The Bengals offensive line has not gotten any better from last year, believe it or not. And they can put pressure on Burrow. Now, they won't have Ward, but they're going to have to be able to stop the explosive plays. I mean, that's where Cincinnati has been good this year, last week specifically against Atlanta, is explosive plays. If Cleveland doesn't allow them explosive plays and runs the ball like they did on them last year, I think Cleveland will cover the line.
Great job, Michael. Thanks for coming on. We'll be watching later today. Thanks.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Be careful out there. Michael Lombardi, Lombardi Line, former NFL executive. It's infuriating to watch. I mean, it's over and over and over in all these games. I mean, a lot of them were the guys inside his own 10, too, or at his 10. I'm telling you. Unless a team's punting from the end zone, I wouldn't put a guy back there.
Seattle got 10 points off those two drop fumbles.
Yes,
and the Giants got their touchdown off Seattle fumbled off the 1 yard line.
Yeah.
I mean, that score was really not indicative of the offenses not moving the ball really in that game.
College football up next. Again, three huge games this Saturday. But tomorrow, we got the Maction, which is back. But the college football committee TV rankings will be released for the first time. Our top 10, what we think and what they think they'll do straight ahead. VSiN, Follow the Money, the Sports Betting Network, Paulie Howard, Mike Palm.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Welcome back. Happy Halloween. Get in on football action this season with Hulu Plus Live TV Football Extravaganza.
Compete free for a share of $55,000 in two ways. Predict what will happen in three college football pools. Then make your picks for eight fantasy NFL contests. Head to DraftKings.com/HuluNFL now to play for free. Hulu Plus live TV, live cable only better. DraftKings.com for details.
Good.
Pretty good.
I'm feeling pretty good.
The bad.
I've had it with this dump.
Got no food.
Got no jobs.
Our pets' heads are falling off.
And the ugly.
First of all, that's horrible.
Well, that was the worst piece of crap I've ever seen.
All right. Well, when he's healthy, Miami wins every game, and they come from behind win to beat Detroit on the road. My good Dolphins and Tua. He was great in the come from behind win. And Hill was a beast as well. And again, take a look at the schedule. At Chicago, they play Houston. It's backloaded, but Miami could be 8-3, which is huge if you played the win total over and the plus money to make the playoffs. They're cooking now if they can get to 8-3 and take care of the Bears coming up. Pollard, 130 yards rushing and three touchdowns. Good discussion we had watching the games yesterday about what would you get now. Not he's not available, but what would you give up for Pollard? I mean, this guy is phenomenal. He doesn't give enough touches. And again, Kellen Moore, stop throwing the ball. The silly interception that got the Bears back in the game. Run the ball. Stay committed to the run, Kellen Moore. He did it earlier in the year with Cooper Rush when they're up double digits against Washington. He kept throwing the ball.
Bears had a hard time forcing a third down. You know what I mean? You didn't need to throw on first down.
Yeah. Jimbo is 3-5. Kiffin is 8-1. You can talk about what happened during the summer in a second. But the 180 done by Lane Kiffin continues to amaze me, and good for him. I mean, he was seen as a bozo and kind of like a joke when he was with the Raiders and he was trying 70-yard field goals with Janikowski. And then what happened at USC, firing him on the tarmac, and he doesn't know anything about offense, and they couldn't move the ball, and running a 1970 style, and they couldn't wait to get him. And then Nick Saban was laughed and mocked for hiring him. And he's the offensive coordinator, and now he's this offensive genius and guru, and they win again, and the guy's 8-1 after what he did last season at Ole Miss. What a turnaround by Kiffin.
The greatest resurrection since Michael Vick, of course.
Yeah.
To me. I mean, you're right. Tennessee, USC, the Raiders.
Florida Atlantic.
I thought he was going to be out of
Florida
football.
Atlantic was,
out of football now.
Right. It's like no one would okay, I'll try. I did a great job at Alabama, but it's like, okay, they have an embarrassment of riches and talent. Anyone can be the OC there. He goes to Florida Atlantic and won bowl games, won the conference title, and the job he's done at Ole Miss as well. So my bad is Jimbo, my good's Kiffin, but also my bad. James Franklin. I mean, there were plenty of Penn State fans when there were rumors. That's another guy, too, along with Campbell. Remember, it was, oh, Franklin could take this job, but there was Penn State fans that wanted him to leave. And they gave him over $70 million. He is now 2-20 against AP top 10 teams. Win some of these games. Come on. 2-20?
Mitch was texting us from Washington, D.C. about his decisions in that game. Going for it, passing the field goals.
Yeah.
I mean, they could have been up more than they were.
Right.
In that spot when they took the lead.
Well, Day had some curious moves, too. Like, there's no difference between being up 12 and 13.
Zero.
Go for two.
But what? I don't get it. Twice they were going to go for two. They got a false start, and then they didn't go for two. It's the 7-yard line.
Right.
If you wanted to go two because you needed that point.
Right. Ugly. Raiders. You said it's the worst performance of the year. I can't argue. I mean, to come in flat and look like that, I know I mentioned midweek about the flu bug with the Raiders, but 73 yards at halftime? Didn't run a play in Saints territory until 2 minutes? What the hell was that?
McDaniel said that we were always in 1st and 20. I went back and we only had 6 penalties. I mean, they weren't always in 1st and 20. But they just, you know, every time you looked up, they were punting. They ran the fake punt.
That was terrible.
They got stopped and they had a chop block.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right. How about that exacta? That was terrible. But again, how bad the Saints have been on defense this year and what we just watched in the Thursday night game. I know there were 2 pick sixes, but they get shut out by the Saints. Well, he got the dreaded vote of confidence last week. Keep an eye on this. Again, Lions and Dan Campbell. They have 27 points in the first half, and Goff had 264 yards. Shut out in the second half, and they lose again. He has 4 wins in his tenure with Detroit. I didn't understand it for a second. All the Detroit money all over the place with the win total over. I couldn't believe it.
Paulie, first half, Lions touchdown. touchdown, touchdown, field goal, field goal. Second half, punt, punt, downs. They only had three possessions in the second half.
Yeah. And the Jags and Peterson. How the hell did he win a Super Bowl? Number one scoring margin in the first and third quarters. Second worst in the second and fourth quarters. And the Lawrence turnovers continue to happen. Shaky play calling. Questionable decisions. Michael Lombardi's right. You can't wait to call the next pass. Meanwhile, NTN's going for a $150 against a good Denver defense. And the interception by Lawrence at the, you know, at the 2 yard line, you can't throw that. And that's also my ugly. Between the top two picks in the draft, Lawrence mistakes every game, is actually regressed. And Zach Wilson, what do we do with Zach Wilson? Three interceptions. I still don't know where he's throwing the ball on the one on the sideline. What do you throw it out of bounds? What are you doing? And it's even elite quarterbacks can do this, like Josh Allen last night. Throw it into the stance. Don't try to throw it at the ground. I think it was Alexander who made an incredible play when they were inside the 10. But Zach Wilson is terrible. I don't know. They were winning games facing third string quarterbacks in special teams in Hall, who is now out for the year with the running game. He's awful.
He really didn't do anything in Denver at all. And then he followed it up.
No, they won 16-9.
He's a little guy. He's not a big guy. When he rolls out, I said, there's little Zach. You know, that's I do. The other thing about this, Peter, what that play call, what Lombardi said, that sprint right, they had just got the pass interference on Surtain to put the ball on the one.
Yeah.
They couldn't run ATN once or twice. Lawrence is a big, tall quarterback. He can't lean forward for a yard? I don't get that.
Did you see the Heinicke play?
Yeah.
How good is that?
It's very good.
And then Buffalo did it with just Davis pushing Allen. That can't you can't
you, you
lose
can't
it.
Stop that
you
push.
You can't stop the Bush push.
That's what it is.
Yep.
Leinart Bush.
And the other Jags have lost 10 straight one-score games as well. There it is. Good, the bad, the ugly. Plenty of it this weekend. And what a Sunday in the NFL again. The bomb touchdown pass to Moore. Penalty taking his helmet off. Pinheiro misses the extra point. The interception by Mariota, he misses the 30-yard field goal, and then again, if Survivor. And I know someone will get check back in a month because the person who splits the $6 million or wins it, I guarantee
Atlanta?
Someone's going to have Atlanta, and they had no business doing that again. And I can't believe nine of the 12 people that had Atlanta available here in Survivor only had them on one entry, and nine said, okay, I'm going to war with Atlanta.
Incredible. With all the injuries.
Right. And then remember, you point out, you get this, you have to drill this point home. You have to win the game. I mean, worst case there, again, it's just like the guy who used all six on the Chargers a couple weeks ago. They are punting in overtime with 4 minutes. You still have to win the game. You're thinking, okay, well, you're going to tie and you're still going to be knocked out. So 12 people living right that had Atlanta and Survivor.
God bless them.
Yeah. Also, to tie this in. The Thanksgiving Day games. I mentioned the Bills are 10 in Detroit. That's got to be higher now. That was going into Sunday. Dallas 6 at home against the Giants. Vikings 3 at home against the Patriots. And now Christmas also its own week. I don't think we get there. But Green Bay 1 in Miami.
No shot.
No chance. Mm-mm. No chance. Green Bay was 1 at William Hill. Rams 3.5 at home against Denver. How many people have the Rams left, but do you want to use them? Tampa Bay 2 against Arizona. And the Monday night game, which you also can use, Colts Chargers pick in Indy. Ellinger probably for the Colts.
Yeah. Each. I mean, out of that lineup, you might look at the Chargers.
Yeah.
If you have to save the Chargers there, or what you have to hope. I mean, what are we going to be down to at Christmas? Less than 30? Who knows if we're there, but can you save two Oppo there. I think that's where you get
the
Oppos to get through. Because maybe we did last year, we had like eight, went from 16 to 8 on Christmas. That was what happened last year.
And there's still a gentleman with all six left.
Mm-hmm.
And he went 3 on Dallas and 3 on Miami, which was risky too with Miami road team. But they get there with the comeback as well. Chris Felica, the Bear, checking in. He thinks tomorrow they'll go Tennessee 1, Georgia 2.
Yeah.
Resume. And I think that's what they'll do as well. And that's how I would have it. Remember, Georgia almost lost to Missouri.
Two best wins. The win over Alabama and Tennessee, and then Georgia's neutral site shellacking of Oregon are the two best wins on anyone's resume. He says Tennessee 1, Georgia 2 is what he thinks.
Okay, and then you see the Survivor again. Everyone got their pick in, but the same gentleman, boy, that's tough, $6 million on the line. The guy had two entries left. He used the Colts and the Jags. Oh, and he goes out. And then the Colts blow a 9-point lead late at home. One at the Patriots, two on the Bills, two on the Titans. You put that in too early with the Tannehill news. And then three on Seattle, four on Miami as well. Karnak the Magnificent coming up. Great Halloween stories as well. Ronnie Palm. We always love the stories about Mike's dad. Happy Halloween. We'll get into that coming up next. Larry Boa in 45 minutes. And Game 3 of the World Series and Monday Night Football coming up as well. VSiN, Follow the Money, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The guy has an algorithm to determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it, take it, take it.
I'll bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3 to 1 odds.
Nope.
5 to 1.
Nope.
10 to 1. You're right.
All right, it's been a good run. Let's recap what happened. Penn State plus the points winner. Boy, did that get hairy. That fourth quarter was nuts. It was drunk, that fourth quarter. Like, they're going to win the game. Now they're not even going to cover. And then the defensive touchdown. I think I'm at Dolphins lane 3.5 winner. Great second half. Shut down Detroit. Dan Campbell's got to go. Going back to Thursday, Friday took off load management. Largest touchdown under 40.5 yards winner. Largest lead under 14.5 points winner as well. Let's go to the new place. I live and breathe. Give me Clemson 3.5 at Notre Dame. You're a Notre Dame guy. You say, oh, Clemson easy.
Well, I watched them play against BYU. I don't think either team was very good. And BYU, I mean, they get run out at happened? Home by Arkansas, and Liberty put 38 in a row on them.
Yeah.
So, and then they just lost at home again to East Carolina.
East Carolina.
So what's that? What does that prove good to you point. For Notre Dame?
They win these type of games. Yeah. And again, that's where I trust Dabo and I trust the program here. And no big deal for Clemson going on. A great card Saturday in college football. Huge. and perfect timing with the first committee rankings tomorrow. This doesn't make any sense. It was 2.5 last week. Now it's 3. I don't care. So the Vikings have won 5 in a row, all one-score games, the exact opposite of last year where they couldn't win a close game. But like Larry Boa just said about confidence and chemistry, and the Vikings have it. And the Vikings have the it factor and know how to close. Minnesota laying 3 against Washington. That's 16-7 late. And Taylor had a big fumble in that game. No, the Vikings are going to win. The Vikings are going to cover and keep it going against Washington. I can't believe that point spread.
Big homecoming for Cousins, too.
It's a Cousins ball.
How do you like that?
That's right.
Here we go.
Yeah, you got that right. There you go. All right, those are my points. Go get them, Michael.
Yeah, so interesting and champions. We're ending the group stage this week. Group D is by far the most compact. With one match left, Tottenham sits on top with 8. Sporting Lisbon and Frankfurt both have 7. Marseille has 6. Tottenham is in France tomorrow, 1 o'clock Pacific time. They advance with a draw, Tottenham. They struggle a little bit in EPL and struggle in this group. And get out of here with a draw. They didn't concede at home against Marseille. They beat them 2-0. I think they're very content with 0-0 in this game, or if they get the lead, go all defensive here to play 1-0. The draw at plus 245 is a nice price.
All right. Good job. In pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted after noon Eastern at BetRivers.com. Have you had a chance? How many times have you peeked at the menu? And you got to be getting ready for the World Cup right around the corner.
Tremendous.
Yeah.
I used to, years ago, I only bet World Cup. That's the only soccer I ever bet in my life. I wouldn't just say, well, it's a big deal. I get some action. First half under 1. Something like that. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
The menu is tremendous. We're trying to put together a little preview show with Nigel and Christopher Sullivan and a few guys here before it takes off. And I know that VSiN's writing a guide as well. But this will be tremendous here coming up at the end of November.
Pro tip, again, halves matter. First half, second half, quarters, important. I mean, this is about coaching tendencies as well. Jimmy Vaccaro always likes to say trends don't pay the rent. But the Eagles continue to bury people in the first half. Philly, 7-0 ATS in the first half. You got to take a look at these first halves moving forward and even the quarters as well. Arizona, horrible first quarter. How about the Jacksonville stuff we talked about? Number one scoring margin, first and third, worst second and fourth. What's going on? And again, LaFleur, no halftime adjustments. Hard. They finally scored more than 7 points and a half. But Buffalo, fantastic defensively in second halves. That's our pro tip. We do them every hour. Available for subscribers only at VSiN.com. There you go. So the other thing, too, is... And Karnak the Magnificent today. I love the outfit.
Yeah, this hat.
That's yeah.
This hat, it weighs over 8 pounds. It was made at the University of Nebraska at Lincoln because they have a thing there for Johnny Carson, who's from Nebraska. It was from Iowa, but they went to Nebraska. Anyhow, the lady there at the university made this hat for us 5 years ago. It's an exact replica of the one he wore on The Tonight Show.
Come on.
No, it is.
That
we
is
went
awesome.
All out. Mike Deeney. Big congrats to Mike.
Yep.
Mike Deeney. He's now working for the Neon Museum, Mike Deeney. So, but thanks to him, and we still have the hat.
That is great. So now we always talk about we're dressing up, we're doing this, and watching sports tonight. I don't know this, but this is great that you're here too. Save the day to start the show. But what's it like to be a parent today?
Well, there's so much. Today finally wraps it up. I mean, I went at my son's school. I went 2 Fridays ago. They had their fall fest, so it's really a Halloween party. The games and all this, everybody dressed up. Last Wednesday, my stepdaughter, they had her thing at her school. Thank God that's close. That's only like 4 blocks away. We've been to the pumpkin patch twice with all 3 of them and the baby. And now tonight, we're going to take them to the district at Green Valley. They have a big celebration and then to a couple neighborhoods trick-or-treating. My son is Michael Myers.
All right.
And my stepdaughter is a unicorn, and then the baby is an elephant. So
okay.
Yeah, it'll finally wrap up tonight.
Good for you. Keep coming at you, right? Never ends.
It won't end. We'll have another, according to my father's rules, 5 years.
what are you going to fall in your father's footsteps?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't dress up anymore. It's over when you're 12.
We took trick-or-treating last year. There were very few people giving out candy. I had to do some research on the neighborhoods. Oh. You know, I mean, find the right neighborhoods. It's like Will Hill goes to the bar. He can't, no scouting report. He can't get the two Monday night football
games.
That's
right. Out. Active contact.
Yeah, active contact.
I know. Sure. That's very important. Where do you live? Who gives out what?
We got a scout. We had a scout within a 2-mile radius. Find the best neighborhoods.
Would you use the information then growing up and about what house to avoid and who gives out what and go back and maybe go back a second time?
Several houses I would avoid. Yeah. You got to get your route because you got to hit the best houses three times.
Yeah.
But at different times, you can't let them remember that you were there.
Right.
So you had to do. But I mean, we lived in the top of the 29th Street Hill on the north side of Dubuque. I mean, you know, we didn't go too far.
Yeah.
We didn't go too far. You didn't lock your doors back then either. You know, it was a different time, different era.
That's right. Excellent. There you go. Enjoy that. So I'm anxious. We covered a lot of ground here. I'm interested to see what happens tomorrow with your top 10 rankings and also what the committee does. And Chris Felica, again, says they're going to go Tennessee 1 and Georgia 2 and based on resume. I think that's what they'll do, and then it's great that they play each other. But that's a lot of points. That with Way Hooker's playing, and he's now the favorite to win the Heisman at several books, how do you slow this Tennessee offense down? If Alabama couldn't do it.
Well, this will be the difference because remember last year, Georgia held them intact pretty well, right? You can score against Alabama. Now, this would be the interesting thing. And if you're Tennessee, you got to keep this game close. You can't get blown out or you're out of consideration, aren't you?
How about this?
So that's why the point total is
I'm glad you mentioned that. At several books, they're like 5-1 to win the SEC. They're 2-1 to make the playoff. Think about that. Obviously, you're a huge dog. Well, good-sized dog. It's come down 3-4 points.
To win the SEC is a parlay. Between this game and a rematch with Alabama. So figure out what's going to pay more, right? Parlaying the money line against Georgia, and then what do you think they'll be? They're going to be a dog again when they play Alabama, don't you think?
Yeah. But if they lose this game on the road 34-30, still right there, have a chance.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, Michigan, no way. It can't get there. If they lose at Ohio State,
their only quality win would be against Penn State.
The Michigan 2-1 to make the
and
playoffs.
And Illinois,
absurd.
But both at home. Nothing on the road.
Yes.
So they have to beat Ohio State.
Right.
Yep.
So, but that, I know the anti-ACC stuff has started. And their last three games are at home, and then they would play North Carolina in the ACC title game. What would they do with an undefeated Clemson? I guess they're probably going to get in, though.
Well, we'll see with the rankings.
Yeah.
Let's see if they're fifth.
Where's
see
Alabama,
if fifth,
right?
Or
right.
Is Alabama fifth, sixth, or seventh? It's the fifth, sixth, and seventh.
Right.
It's all up in the air.
Is TCU at
9, 10, 11's a jumble of the Pac-12.
Yeah, because TCU, I think
resume is the best of those three.
I know. I'm with you.
But I just remember recent history with TCU.
Yeah,
they're not fond of them.
Absolutely, brand name bias. Yeah. And then if you get the chaos, the Oregon discussion is fantastic. God, are they hot.
They look really good.
Yeah, the turnaround's incredible here. But to get punked like that, and that's why Tennessee can then play the, wait a second, we went to Georgia, we kept it close, you went 12-1, but you lost 49-3, and the game was in Atlanta. I mean, Tennessee could be ahead of Oregon in the pecking order, too, if they look at it that way.
You think there will be more right on the Monday Night Football game or Game 3 of the World Series tonight?
Oh, I'm going to say football. I'll go football.
Probably.
Yeah? How was the weekend?
Probably. Oh, we got slaughtered yesterday.
You did?
I couldn't believe that game.
You're
kidding. The Viking game went from 6 to 3.5. So I thought we were going to need the Vikings. When the game kicked, it was one of our biggest decisions of the year, and we needed the Cardinals. We needed the backdoor cover. Everybody came in on the Vikings yesterday. Game closed 4, and it got there.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Several books said they got beat up a little bit, too.
We lost both days. We lost Saturday and Sunday.
You did. Okay. Great job. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Happy Halloween to everybody.
Happy Halloween. Be safe tonight.
I like doing the holidays. The holiday guy.
Yes, you are. You always have something planned. Mitch back tomorrow from D.C. Monday Night Football recap. More on the committee and World Series Monday Night Football. A lot going on as well. Peace and follow the money. Take care, everyone. Be safe tonight.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct.
$20 bonus if you go to callshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.